As part of the Obama administration's stimulus bill, the National Endowment for the Arts has just gotten an extra $50 million, which reminded us of FDR's Federal Art Project back in the 1930s. Back then, government-supported artists made thousands of paintings, from the famous WPA murals to smaller paintings of landscapes and seascapes. There was so much federally subsidized artwork made at that time, it's been impossible to keep track of it all. But a couple of years ago, a painting found its way into the Baradoff Gallery and Art Auction in Portland, Maine. Rob Elowich works there as an auctioneer.
In 2001, a very charming lady called one day and said she had this wonderful Maine painting by an artist by the name of Andrew Winter. Gulls at Monhegan was the title.
I inherited the painting from my son, who passed away in 1999. I'm Cynthia Strumhold. I live in Humboldt County, California.
Yeah, I was excited when Cynthia called, actually, because Winter's a very popular artist in Maine, and actually he's become quite popular nationally. He's one of the sought-after Monhegan painters, who I thought was a mediocre artist. He's a good mediocre artist, you know.
It hung on the wall for 70 years in my son's great-grandfather's house. And then I was looking online, and I discovered that one of his paintings had sold at this gallery in Maine for about $65,000. So I thought, well, I'd rather have that than the painting.
When this picture came in, I was knocked out by it. We all were. And this particular painting has this wonderful fishing boat.
A sailing ship.
With figures you can see on it.
With about 500 seagulls flying around it.
Hundreds and hundreds of seagulls.
Hither and thither. There's no direction to their flight. They're all over the place.
And you just have a whole sense of the reality of Monhegan.
Monhegan in Maine.
Of course, Monhegan is one of the great art colonies, was for from 1900 to really even now. There are a lot of artists who live there. At any rate, it's really a very special picture. The painting was done in the 30s.
And it did have a plaque on it.
An old brass plate.
That says Treasury Department Art Project.
The sensitive fingers of artists are poorly suited to manual labor. And in finding suitable work for musician and other artists, the WPA has contributed greatly to the culture of America.
I'm Kathy Erickson, a fine arts specialist with the GSA, the General Services Administration's fine arts program.
Painters, too, contribute their bit to making the works program a real and permanent accomplishment.
During the New Deal, the government employed and commissioned artists to create artwork. So many went on to be very famous, but others, you know, didn't go on to making a living as an artist. So I was not familiar with Andrew Winter until, you know, the painting, until we found out about the painting.
We will start the bidding at $4,000.
We sell paintings at auction once a year. We have a big sale in the summertime.
$4,000.
And we publish a catalog in which all the paintings are pictured in color. We had it number one because we thought it would be an exciting beginning. So we estimated it at 20 to 30 based on what the quality of this painting was. But long before we got to the actual auction, we began to realize this picture was going to go for two, three, or four times that amount. And we mentioned that it was a WPA painting. And we thought that was a great selling point. We had no idea there were any laws about who owned those paintings.
A fax was sent over to GSA by an art curator at the Smithsonian.
Nobody in the government I know of officially reads our catalogs by any means. Obviously, somebody informed on us.
You know. The painting, Gulls of Monhegan by Andrew Winter, had all of the identifying markings of a painting that was created by the Treasury Relief Art Project.
The WPA. Under this program, work pays America.
And showed that the painting is federal property.
And I would say, this guy's got to be kidding me. I called the owner, and it was a really sad conversation.
And this was the day before the auction was supposed to go off.
I told her what had happened and how badly I felt and that we had to withdraw the painting.
I was shocked. I had that money spent on a down payment for a house already.
It was a really bad moment. Because the painting really would have brought $75,000 or more.
I could not believe that it wasn't going to happen.
We came down on the side of the owner strongly.
So they proceeded to get a lawyer to try and fight this.
We fought like crazy, that you have to know.
We had possession, but we had no paperwork. And the government came up with a couple of inches of paperwork on this one particular painting. Basically, it was at the Corcoran Art Gallery, 1936.
Shortly after the exhibit, those paintings were sent to the State Department to be displayed in embassies overseas.
My son's great-grandfather was an ambassador, so the government basically said that my son's great-grandfather had stolen the painting off the wall of the embassy.
Our lawyer, in fact, had hoped to be able to fight it, but when he checked into everything, he really felt we just couldn't go any further with it, and we had to return it.
They took it, and that was that. I haven't been able to track it since. I don't know where it is, if it's in a closet somewhere. I have no idea where it ended up.
You'd think I'd have found out, but in some way, I really didn't. Obviously didn't want to know, or I would have found out. It was too frustrating, and I was too furious.
The painting Gulls of Monhegan was transferred from GSA to the State Department, and currently it's in the Art and Embassies program.
This is our repository. It's about 2,000 works. My name is Imtiaz Hafiz. I'm one of six curators at the Art and Embassies program. We put together exhibitions for American embassy residences abroad. We're going to go inside, take a look at the painting, Gulls in Mohegan. So, here we go. When we received the painting in 2003...
Really excited about seeing this.
We had it cleaned. And as soon as we had finished with that, we had a request from the Mohegan Museum in Maine. That's where it went. Since it's left Maine, it's only been to two countries, Geneva, Switzerland, and here in New York.
Wow, that's amazing. It's actually a really fantastic picture.
It's a wonderful painting. It does have the plaque, which states Treasury Department Art Project.
If I'd known everything, and I had realized it was a WPA painting in advance of the auction, I just wouldn't have said it was one. And I might have even taken the plaque, just taken the plaque off. I would have taken the plaque off, and then nobody would have ever known.
Had I known what was happening, I absolutely would have removed that plaque.
I would have taken that chance with the government. I mean, what were they going to do to me?
You can see a picture of Andrew Winter's Gulls at Monhegan at studio360.org. It's one of about a dozen paintings seized by the government during the last 10 years. Anne Hepperman and Kara Oler produced our story.